Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the set of The Tanya Joy Show. We are happy to see you here today. Thank you for taking time out of your day to watch our content. I am always so grateful for that. Please, if you are new, hit the subscribe over here, hit the subscribe button, the bell, give the thumbs up, wherever it is that you're following us, whether you're listening or you're watching, this really helps the algorithms. So, you know, I don't like asking, but I am getting used to it because it does help the algorithms and we want people to see this show. So that is how you can help. Also, I want to remind you and show you this QR code. Pull out your phones, scan the QR code. That's going to take you to all of my platforms. It'll take you to the link for the website, tanyajoy.tv. Come over there and subscribe. Promise you won't be inundated by emails, but it will help us to build up our database of who's watching and who's being touched by this show. So it would be very helpful. You can also find out about my acting and singing and where I'm at, and I'm putting updated clips when I'm out on set somewhere. So you can kind of get all of that on that website now. And you can even support us if you like on the website. It's really awesome. I finally got it up and running and I never want to stop talking about it because I did not think I could ever build a website. So check that out as well. As a reminder, we have new content Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4:14 Central. That's when our new shows come out. You can always come on Tuesdays and Thursdays and watch the last show that was uploaded. But new content is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So just so that you are aware of that. Before we get started today, I want to remind you of one of our favorite groups that we're working with, or organizations, whatever you want to call them, over at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. There's a free video series over there. They've got an amazing product, and we're not going to talk much about it yet, but I want you to go watch the video series. It's free, and that way you'll learn about it, because I'm going to be talking about these products more, and they're really miraculous. They're truly amazing. I'm seeing some amazing effects from them already. So head over there, iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy, and check out the free video series. All right, today we've got a new guest. She has not been on our show before, but we are thrilled to have her here. Elena Barbera is her name. She's an average American mother who has turned into a filmmaker with her new documentary, American Groomer, which tells the story, as you can imagine by the name, of how American children are being sexualized, I would say hypersexualized, in their schools. How it came to pass that in 39 states of America, 39, it is legal to show pornography to school children. I never thought I would literally live to see the day. That is the day we are in, folks. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to show you the trailer of the movie. And we're going to talk about what can be done about this. Because most people, 99% of the population, does not believe this is healthy or good or positive for our children. So we are glad you've joined us. Today is Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Tanya Joy, and this is The Tanya Joy Show. We will be right back.
Okay, well, we weren't
shocked. Over again. So, welcome back to the show.
You as well. I'm so excited to have you both on the show. And I know we had such good feedback and reception.
General Flynn, what an honor.
Joshua tracked me down in a big tent of about 4,000 people.
How are you?
I am doing so great. Hello, everybody. Thank God I am wonderfully great.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Because what is prayer?
I'm just Jewish, you know what I mean? And
I'm thrilled to be here with the two of you.
You too. It's
like, and that's who these crazies, these evil ones.
It is. You said it right. Good job.
Perfect. We are the Gibson sisters. We are so excited to have them on with us on Resistance Chicks today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time to run. These people that get higher up, sometimes I've thought,
well, these are glory days and not gloomy days.
Like, I love it.
It kind of works.
Awesome about the tour is people like you.
Good.
I love the applause. That's cool.
There we go. Thank Hi, Joy. Everybody, welcome. We are so excited. Ready to get the show on the road? Let's go. Hi, everybody. Despite open borders, staggering grocery and gas prices, and all of the talk of war, there is a miraculous revolution of health taking place across America. And that's because your body is a miracle machine, fully capable of healing itself. That's why we're here today to help you and your body do miraculous things and regain your optimum health. So now is the time for you to learn about the Magic Dycol family of products, the NanoSoma liquid spray, the Metasomer topical gel, and the Metasomer telomerase natural skin cream. Join the revolution of wellness and take back your health by signing up for our free video series at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Now you can watch our free video series and learn how to take your health back. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. That is iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Imagine you can unleash the power of your own body to restore itself. When the Magic Dycol products trigger the nuclear receptors in your body to take care of you in ways you have never even imagined. So go log in now at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. All right, welcome back. Let's bring Elena on in today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Tanya.
Absolutely. This is so wild. And I totally forgot I was going to play the clip. So I'm going to do that in a second. But first, like, this is just amazing that you are a mom and you got into creating a documentary. So I'm going to play that. But can you share first before I do, like, how did you even get to this place? Or should I just play it first?
It's up to you. Well, I can tell you really quick. I got to this place. My son ended up starting a YouTube channel about a year and a half ago. So out of the blue, I got a little bit familiar with video. And I've always been a writer. And as I was paying attention to culture and politics in this country and realizing that our children are being hurt, I said, I have to do something about it. So I just went all in and learned how to make a documentary by watching and reading and how to interview people by watching other great interviews that were done. I mean, I just said, nothing's going to stop me and I'm going to figure this out because everyone I talked to was in denial about what was happening. And I realized that parents and grandparents need to know the truth because their children are being hurt.
Wow. That's amazing. Amazing. All right, you guys, before we go any further, I'm going to play the trailer and then we're going to come back and talk about it. So everybody hang tight.
The effort to ban books is accelerating across this country.
Are you guys familiar with either of these books?
This is in school?
I don't think it will be shown in a school. I don't think it's a part of education.
Up until about 5 minutes ago, I was just your average American mother. Then Sunny put me on YouTube and we started speaking our minds.
Have you heard of The Based Mother?
What started out as fun has turned into a mission I never saw coming. One to protect America's children from being sexualized by our school system.
What would you think of a teacher that wanted to talk about this with his or her students?
They should be jailed.
The teachers are not responsible for teaching my great-grandchildren how to stick it up somebody's ass.
Well, if you or I gave it to kids in school, parents would have us locked up. It's literally sexual abuse of children.
I think that's what makes books like these really important and in a lot of ways beautiful toward the human experience because they tell us what it's like to be someone else.
You won't hear this on the mainstream media, but these really important books are loaded with filth that isn't fit for children.
This gotta get out. I love all kinds of people, all genders, but this is wrong for a child to see that right now.
I showed these books on YouTube and got banned for it. But that's all right. I brought it to people the Gen X way, face to face.
Showing a child pornography and forcing a child to have sexual conversations. That is in the definition of sexual abuse.
While I was out there, I found out it was even worse than I imagined.
I can get arrested for showing it to a kid in the mall, but if I cross the threshold into a school, it's okay to show it to them there.
Right.
Oh my God.
There's no reason for that to be given to kids.
Now that you've gotten a glimpse into these books, will you be adding these to your homeschool curriculum?
Absolutely not.
I feel like it's better that they learn it in school.
Wow. I've been kind of in this fight, you know, for the last couple of years doing this podcast. And so I've had a wide variety of people on the show who've talked about this and exposed it. This looks phenomenal. So share, how did you How did you even start finding out about this? Like, what was your journey to begin to really discover this and see it? Was it at your kid's school, or how did that happen?
Thankfully, my son is now 20 years old, so he kind of got out of school before this all happened. The way it happened for me was over the past few years, developing a general mistrust of the mainstream media and realizing that I would see one thing with my own eyes and they would be reporting something else. And so every time they say something, I'm questioning more than I used to. And when I started seeing them talking about book bans and saying, you know, people wanted to burn books, I said, I have to look into these books myself. And I bought some of the books, Let's Talk About It, Gender Queer, Flamer. And the things I found inside those books are so vulgar that as a middle-aged woman, they make me squirm. And they are things that I don't want to talk about with anybody. Never mind, should a teacher or a librarian or a child be discussing these things. So yeah, they're lying about the book banning because they're saying that we're banning books because we're transphobes or homophobes or Nazis or fascists, when in reality, we just understand by common sense and decades of research that showing this stuff to children is harmful to them.
Absolutely. In fact, I was at Target a couple weeks ago around the holiday season, and on their front right by the checkout, I think it's genderqueer. I don't remember if it's genderqueer, if it was another one on the front, you know, checkout. And I stopped and I opened it and I was, and it's done. It's the one that's done like a comic strip, yeah, the whole book is a comic strips, mm-hmm. And that anime, which is why they probably started anime back when they did, to get the kids very used to these kind of books. It was shocking. I took a bunch of snapshots of it myself, and it's right there in Target. I mean, to me, it shouldn't even be there. Like, it should be like the old days where if there's going to be porn out, you need to put it behind a wall or behind something where people have to, you know, ask to get it out, like it used to be in the old days. It's insane. So what was the journey like then? You realize this.
So I was sitting last summer at the kitchen table with a bunch of family and started to tell them about it once I had learned what was happening. And so many people at the table were absolutely in denial. They didn't believe me. Not only did they not think, you know, so I realized not only did they not think that it, you know, it wasn't happening at all, you know, they wouldn't acknowledge that it might be happening by them. And they just thought that I was watching some, you know, crazy right-wing news and making things up. And that's when I realized, oh my goodness, we are in such danger and I have to let people know the truth. So I started doing the research, and then I realized I wanted to interview experts, and I started making calls and reaching out, and ended up with talking to Terry Schilling of the American Principles Project, who is a family values lobbying group in Washington that is fighting for our children in Washington. Talked to the presidents and leaders of Gays Against Groomers, who are, you know, in the LGBT world and are fighting hard as anybody, literally
very
in
much.
Houses yes. around the country to try to get this stopped and get children, you know, stop sexualizing children. I talked to Mary McAllister, who's on the forefront of the parental rights fight around this nation, mm-hmm. and even more people got some common sense views from regular Americans on the street, and just decided that I just managed to just follow this breadcrumb trail that just kept coming of information. And the movie is 36 minutes. It's not long. And it could have been 10 hours if I included everything I learned, but I just mm-hmm. needed people to get a, you know, 101 information on how bad this is.
And what was it? So, you know, that clip was awesome, showing you on the streets and in meetings and in houses and showing the people, because I fully agree. And I've seen that same thing where people go, it's not really that bad. That's not really, or they think, oh, they're teaching them extra early things about sex and sex ed. They don't, literally people that don't fully get this do not realize that these books are literally in the shelves on the counters for these kids to pick up and to grab. So what was it like as, you know, what was kind of the craziest story, I guess you would say, when you were meeting people that they went, no way, and then they realized, wow, this is really going on?
You know what bothers me the most about the whole thing is when I show it to people, they'll say, oh, wow, I didn't know that was happening. But there's no way that's happening in my school. my teachers, my principal would never do that. And I would have been guilty of that at some point myself. I recently just found out that in Boston, the elementary school that my son went to from kindergarten through the sixth grade, in kindergarten, they're reading them gender confusing books, and they have gender ideology plays coming in to entertain the children. So that hits home for me. It's really personal. And I know that principal, and I've known her for 15 years, and I never thought she would have been one of the people that would allow it. Mm-hmm. So you just do not know.
And do you think that did you get a chance to talk to principals or teachers direct?
No, they won't talk to me.
I was going to say they won't talk to you.
They are very pressured by their teachers unions to go along with this. And when I talk to teachers who are against it, it's in private, personally, people I know who say to me, oh, well, no, I could never go public. I've been working on my pension for 20 years. I'm not throwing it out now, because they are bullied into submission.
Yeah. And or they lose their job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's shocking to me. And I'm sure you saw this and felt the same, the people that know it, but yeah, they won't speak up against it. They'll talk to you privately. Like, what in the world? I'm sure you found this, I've seen this, but share some of the information on what this will do long-term to these kids that see this stuff.
So children who experience sexual abuse or who are hypersexualized from when they're young, not only will they abuse each other more likely, but if they're groomed and this becomes normal in their minds, when a predator comes along, whether it's a family predator who wants to sexually abuse them at home, or it's an outside predator who wants to sex traffic them, they're primed and ready to go. That predator doesn't have that much work to do. So then they get to a point where they have grown up as a victim of childhood sex abuse. They are then three times more likely to attempt suicide, much higher risk of developing alcoholism, illicit drug use, certainly going to have PTSD. They are more likely to have cancer, heart disease, experience poverty. I mean, their whole lives take this dark path because of childhood sex abuse. Why we have gotten to a place as a nation and as a world where we've completely abandoned the idea that children should be protected at all costs is beyond me. I can't figure it out other than it's just some battle of good and evil. And this is what they're trying to do. We hear it online all the time. People trying to normalize pedophilia, saying it's just a type of sexual attraction. It's not their fault. They're not bad. I mean, this is what we're up against.
Yeah. And I think that you just hit the nail on the head with that, you know, when you start diving into the bigger organizations like the World Economic Forum, the UN, they talk about this. This isn't hidden. It's not. In fact, I did a show earlier and we were playing clips of what some of these elite, whatever you want to call them, elite, I don't know, leaders, big name, people that have influence, right? They've got money, they've got power, whatever you want to call them. They say it right out of their own mouths that they want it to be able to be where pedophilia is normalized. And that, you know, people that are listening need to understand that is for one reason. That is because that is what they are themselves, and they don't want to get in trouble for it anymore. So in order to not get in trouble for it, it's got to become normalized. And so if they can normalize it and they've got the money and the power to do so, then they're not going to get in trouble for it. And that's, you are hitting it right on the head. That is, I believe, the root of pushing this at, gosh, kindergarten, like, I can't imagine. My oldest is 24, 22. They saw it a little bit. Like, I've seen it a little bit firsthand, but I can't imagine the kids now. Like, you can't, in my opinion, you really can't send your kids to public school anymore because this is what's been inundated.
I cannot believe the words that come out of my own mouth, because I agree now. I grew up being completely convinced by pop culture that homeschooling was for weirdos.
Yeah.
And they weren't, right? Those kids don't know how to talk to anybody. And now that I've looked into homeschooling, I realize not only are these kids extremely well-adjusted, they do better on standardized testing. They have higher levels of getting scholarships.
Yeah.
They're absolutely fine. And I tell everybody, the only way to solve this problem is to yank our kids from these schools en masse, all at the same time, let it crumble, and then we can rebuild it. Because right now we're playing whack-a-mole as a nation with a few people here and there going into school board meetings and fighting for our children. But there's no reason that we should have to fight this hard just to keep them out of, keep pornography out of their hands, especially at a time when, academically speaking, the U.S. is in the toilet compared to where we used to be. Our children are suffering. They can't read. They can't write. We're lowering standards just so we can graduate them. Graduate them to what? You know, to they're not even prepared for the most basic community college entry level courses.
Yep. Yeah. They're not being taught finances, you know, or things that actually they're going to need once they're out on their own. They're not being taught the basics of reading and writing. It's insane, actually. I mean, it's truly insane. And the, you know, again, I see this, and I'm sure you saw this as you were talking to people, the excuse of, but I work, I can't homeschool my kid, or, you know, there's no way I could do that. I don't know how to do that, or whatever the excuse is. I get that fully. I'm a single mom and had to do the same thing. Like, well, I don't want you in this school, so I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to make it work. I'm going to work, and you're going to sit here, and you're going to do your school at the same time. And we had to do it like that for, you know, a couple of years, because at the end of the day, what you said earlier about the impact that this is going to have, this is not just on a few handfuls of kids. This is an entire generation of people who are going to come up the ranks and be in charge of our military and be in charge of our corporations and be in charge of our churches and be in charge of our organizations and be in charge of our schools. Imagine what that is like. We think this is bad. If we don't stop this, what the heck is our world going to look like in 20 years?
Right. An entire generation traumatized and passing that trauma on. We know from research that, you know, people who are sexually abused as children are more likely to continue the abuse and keep in. And it's very hard to break that cycle.
Yeah.
So yeah. We are in big trouble. The American public school system has 50 million children who are sitting ducks. And this is coming down from the White House. It's coming down from Congress. We have senators like Barbara Lee and Cory Booker who have put bills into place to get sex ed starting in elementary school and very explicit sex ed. And just so you know, also separately, part of the reason they need sex ed in kindergarten is because of white supremacy. You figure it out. There's no way you can read these bills. Yeah. Yeah. I could send you the bills and they make zero sense. There's no logic, but yeah. So then if you throw in white supremacy, then people will be like, oh, I have to check yes on this, have to vote yes on this so that I don't look like a racist.
It is true, because one of those books, one of the big popular books, is about a black child. And it's, and I forget, you probably know which one it's called. It's a very, very popular one.
There are hundreds of these books that are being challenged.
And it's specifically like, oh no, this is part, we need to embrace this because this is part of the black culture. I'm sorry, but since when has the black culture been something that anybody wants to push and promote child pornography and sex? That is not true. Like, that's like, those are the people from the Bible Belt generally. Like, they came into our nation believing in God and, like, you know, are like, there's, that's so crazy. But again, it's bringing up, trying to increase and encourage this idea of racism, separation, segregation. There are so many things that they just, it seriously blows my mind. But yeah, you're so right on. That's exactly one of their other roots to all of this, is that then they bring that aspect in, which is insane.
Insane. And we have the Human Rights Campaign, which has materials in schools in 50 states across the country. They have all kinds of gender identity materials that are geared from pre-K up to grade 12. And you should look and see if your school is involved in with the Human Rights Campaign. Boston Public School District, massive district, completely inundated with that. The American Library Association, which runs public and school libraries all around the country, they've been kicked out of a few states as of 2022 because they're actively pushing all of these books. I mean, hardcore pornography, because it's in a cartoon looking book.
Exactly.
It does not make it for children.
No.
There's in Gender Queer, if you read that book, there's a reference to the website kink.com. Burn your eyes out if you go to that website, because it's hardcore S&M. Why does a child even need to know that exists? And that is in middle schools, around the country, which starts at age 11.
Yeah. Which is, again, and I know you agree with this, and I don't understand how other people don't when they try to defend this. This is child abuse.
Yes.
Is really what it is. It's because when I've done some research into like the trauma and stuff, when a child, and I don't remember where I saw this, but if a child that's like around two or three, if they walk into a room and the parent is watching porn, that child's brain, because it's not capable of processing that, will literally take that in just because they saw it. And it, there is a part of it that they will potentially believe it happened to them.
Wow.
That is what's literally going on. So now we're putting these books to let them take it into their eyes. And if they're young, too young, their brain can't comprehend it. And it will leave an indent as if that happened to them as a child. That's child abuse. We're traumatizing children for the sake of a sick adult so that they don't get in trouble for their disgusting, sick minds that they're, again, because they've watched porn for years and years and years. I mean, it's like a never-ending cycle.
But think about the government. Think about this mysterious Epstein client list. We've gotten some of the flight lists, but we've never gotten the client list. Why is that? Why they have it. It exists. Yes. We know really well, and it should be released. If anybody had any moral fiber around that, we would already know, and there would be prosecutions. Instead, yes. What we're doing is normalizing pedophilia. So by the time the list comes out, we're all just supposed to say, oh, well, it's fine. And you know, we're not buying it. I'm not buying this. I'm not buying the gender identity thing that they're doing to children. The science is in that this is not good for children, that the hormone replacement is causing osteoporosis in people, that they're sterilizing children.
Yes,
you know that Lupron, I'm sure you're familiar with it. I'll tell your audience, the same drug they're giving to children as puberty blockers is the same drug they give to violent sex offenders to chemically castrate them. And, you know, what are we doing here?
I know. What are we doing? I think about that and I think, you know, there's a scripture that says it's better to throw the person into the river with a millstone around their neck than to hurt a child. I mean, that's pretty severe. Like, that's like, no, like you're better off dead. And that's God's word. Like, you're better off dead than to harm a child. And we're living in a world, and you said it again, that so right on, you know, think back to Christmas when the White House released their sick Christmas video from the White House, and it was all gender fluid, queer, different people. It's an agenda that is being pushed from the very top down. And the agenda is abuse and trauma to our children. And it's like, why are we not screaming from the rooftops? You are, you know, which is awesome. And there are people that are, and I'm so grateful for them, but why isn't everybody, what point of history, how did we get to a point where the people, I guess you could say, people in general don't scream to protect an innocent child?
I'm praying that it's just because they don't know. And like I said, they don't know, and they don't think it's happening in their town, in their schools. But I think once they know, they will start asking questions and looking into it and fighting where they have to.
Have you, go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say, we've just gotten so comfortable in this country. You know, I was raised in the 70s and the 80s and life was good for the most part. Yeah, we had problems, but it was pretty smooth sailing for a long time.
Yeah,
and, you know, we're spoiled and we have gone onto autopilot where we trust all the institutions around us. And quite frankly, they cannot be trusted anymore. And people need to wake up to that fact, and they're starting to feel the pain, but it's not enough yet. And do we have to let it get to where we're all writhing in pain before we do something?
Yeah, it's such a good point. That's what I was going to ask you, actually, somewhat tied to that. Have you talked to any legislators? Like, it would be real curious to find out, like, and I don't know, maybe legislators are not the right way to go, but like, to one, I think that there should be porn laws in every state where it is completely illegal. But I think what's happening in the schools, like you said, it's illegal if you brought it to a mall, but it's not illegal if you bring it into the school systems. Is that what you said in that clip?
In 39 states, that is correct. It was in, so this, but these laws went into place in the 50s and 60s. So these are not new. And we, like I said, we've all been on autopilot. We've been asleep at the wheel and we didn't realize that these things were happening. Mm-hmm. So there were 44 states where it became decriminalized to show anything to any child of any age in a school or library under the guise of education. And now it's down to 39 states, but states like New Jersey are fighting. States in New Jersey right now, it is illegal to show that to children. They're trying to make it legal. In New Jersey, there is a bill in place. So we're fighting against this this tidal wave of people who are completely twisted and have no regard for children and are content to traumatize them. Mm-hmm. It's wild. It's just hard as a sane person who just wants a child to be able to grow up in a healthy, natural way. It's really hard to comprehend this, but we just got to stand up, take a deep breath and keep fighting.
Yeah, 100%. What is your, what did, like out of the film and out of all the research you've done, what has been the biggest thing that you would say is kind of the action, call to action that you have found to encourage families and people and individuals that learn about this to do with it?
So the first thing I would say, there's a website called Take Back the Classroom, and they are fantastic. They are not only, they have a small army of volunteers that are researching school districts around the country, around the clock, and one by one, they're adding them to their website and showing what books are in there. They also do trainings for parents on how to get involved in your school board meeting and what to do and where to go and what to say when you get there, what questions to ask. Because the fact is, people don't know. You know, that's another thing. You know, we have all these civic responsibilities, and the only thing we're told is if you just vote, you've done your job. Yeah. You know what? Voting is the least we can do in this country. Yeah. We have to do a lot more, and we have to change that mindset. And they are helping people at Take Back the Classroom to learn how to take action. So that would be the biggest, most important thing I would say to start with.
I'll make sure that I link that down below in the show notes. So for all of you that are watching or listening, that way you can just click that and go right there and find out, because, you know, so much of what we've been dealing with as people have woken up to this is information and knowledge and just knowing what's going on. Because like you said, if you don't know, well, then you don't know. So, you know, for those of you that are watching this, send this to 5 or 10 of your friends. Send it to your friends who have little kids in school. Send it, call, you know, send it to your principals if you know somebody in the school board or the school, you know, whatever. Because, and I will say, if you're even in a private school, you still need to check, because some of this material is still showing up even in Christian schools.
Yes.
I mean, we have a, I will say, because I don't want ever anyone, because I know I have people from our school that watch, we have a great little small Christian school that my daughter goes to, and they have been very much aware, luckily, very on the front of kind of watching and going, nope, that's not going to come in. And no, that, you know, being very cautious with the library, with everything. They've done a great job, but you still need to check. I still checked, you know, and they were grateful that I checked, you know, like check with your schools. Don't just assume, even if it's a private Christian school, that this stuff is staying out, because sometimes depending on the funding and the way that the government has things set up, they may not have a choice and they get books sent to them and they don't even know what's in that pile of books. So,
exactly. You know, exactly. You know, what's in this book, you know, so somebody may say to you, oh, your child is protected in school, but they're going to see it. They're going to see it, you know, in their phone or hear about it from friends anyway. So you might as well let teachers talk about it. In this book, let's talk about it. I mean, one of the pages is our explicit instructions on anal masturbation. Does your teacher or librarian need to be talking about that with your child? Mm-hmm. You know, and that isn't even the worst thing in this book. I mean, it's wild. So yeah. We have to, my answer to people to say things like that is let's do this. Let's protect them for 8 hours a day and then do what we can online and outside of the classroom.
Exactly.
Also. But just because they can see it outside, you know, I get a little rough around the edges. I'm like, you know, they may see daddy get drunk and punch mommy in the face, but does that mean that that should happen in school too? Just so it's everywhere. So the child feels it's normalized. Like, what are we doing?
Right.
How much bad behavior are we going to make normal for children? And I'm a broken record.
No, you're good. You're totally good. Cause you're right on. That's
fired up.
And we need to get, parents need to get loud. We need to get more courage, I guess. I don't know. And it is interesting because I'm also a 70s baby. And so, you know, I think that you can see the difference based on the generations of parents. Like our generation, like we're like, yeah, no, because we grew up in those days. We grew up where you went out and hung out, and I wasn't allowed to just go into anyone's house, you know, and my parents knew where we were and they knew who the parents were. And those parents may discipline me if I was doing something bad, just as much as my own parents. Like it was kind of, everybody knew each other and there was a watching eye, right, of adults over the kids. Whereas that generation from the next 80s, 90s, those are the kids that grew up. We've got to remember, there couldn't be discipline. The parents would get arrested in the 90s if their kids were being disciplined. That was my oldest. I remember those days. You know, that was all over the news. So then parents became afraid of the government. And that's then, again, ushering in the ability to have the government come in and decide, no, this is what your kids are going to learn. Or the kids that were all given awards. No, you're on the team. You get an award. You all win. That's not reality. And again, it creates a softer mindset of you can do whatever you want. It doesn't matter if you're good. Doesn't matter if you're bad. You just got free will. Do whatever you want. It all ushered in. So now those are the people that are, they've got these young kids and they're not always aware. So this is why we've got to wake everybody up. I just, to reiterate, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, you add to all of that, that they managed to convince half the population, women, that their careers mattered more than raising the next generation, you know, in the society. Yeah. And so that they could not only collect more tax dollars, that they could also then control our children and their minds. And that is exactly what has happened. And as soon when that light bulb went off, my head almost exploded and I felt so used, honestly. Right.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. Like women thought, oh, this is awesome. Finally, we get to have the same thing. And like some of that, great. But at the same time, they were blocking all the stuff, not showing the reality of what that's going to mean long term. And then now we've got society where if you have two parents, you still, both parents have to work. Unless you're really going to sacrifice. I mean, it's nearly impossible with inflation and the cost of, you know, all of these things that have increased, that if both parents don't work. And so then again, now the kids are unprotected. They're unprotected all day. They're unprotected after school. The parents are overworked. So they don't have the energy to pay attention to what's going on. I mean, it's a cycle. It is a sick, sick cycle that we have to change. And I guess the way we can wrap this up as a call, another call to action, is to wake up, to recognize this is real, that this is going on, and then make a small, like if everybody makes a small step for their own family to protect their children. So if you look and you go, wow, this is in my kid's school, I got to get my kids out. Get them out. There are so many pop-up homeschool type schools, if you will, like new little schools that are homeschool families, but they get together once a week. We've got them all over the place here in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And that way you can take turns so that you, because everyone's understanding, well, I'm working too. How am I going to do this? Well, look up the local homeschool co-ops. They're all over the place and they're growing because so many people are taking their kids out of the public school because they're realizing it. And if everybody did one step, in my opinion, I agreed with what you said earlier, everybody needs to yank their kids out at the same time. Everyone needs to go, nope, we're not bringing our kids back, and let these public schools fall apart so that they can be rebuilt.
Yes. And you know what I learned? Homeschooling only takes 2 to 3 hours a day. And those are the kids that are outperforming the ones who are sitting there for 8 hours a day. Obviously, they're doing something right. So it's not even as big of a, it's a learning curve at first, but it's not as big of a burden as people think it is. And you could be saving your child's life.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. I mean, when my youngest was doing homeschool, she was done in an hour and a half with everything. I mean, it was crazy. And then we could go out, we could do things, she could go explore, she could learn about other stuff she actually was really interested in, you know? I mean, it's pretty remarkable. It's so amazing that you did this and put this together, and you've been out. I mean, it's gotten a lot of attention. You've been a lot of places being able to talk about this.
Yes, I have. It's just me. So, you know, I funded the thing and I put it out. I put it out for free. I want your audience to know that they do not have to pay for this. Invite a bunch of friends over and watch this movie and talk about it for free. But it is just me, you know, getting on these shows and doing all the logistics to make it all happen and all the reach outs. So it's growing slowly, but it is. And I've been blessed with some, you know, higher profile news appearances and higher profile people that have seen it. And it just keeps going because I, you know, I'm a prayer and I believe that the hand of God is in it. And he's, you know, just his timing is never fast enough for me.
Exactly. Me too. Totally get it.
But it's been outrageously amazing how he has taken these loaves and fish that I've given and is multiplying it because he wants his children protected too.
Oh gosh. Right. I sometimes think about the fact that like when you start to really look into the back of the, you know, into the Bible and the Old Testament and you see like, he does not put up with this. Like we're sitting here, the fact that we're still sitting here and it's getting this bad, like something's going to happen. Something's he's not going to just let his kids, his innocent children be abused. Like eventually he's going to do something and may there be mercy on us, you know, that are fighting. And I believe that we'll be protected because we are fighting, but man, the ones that are pushing this, that is going to be a dark, dark day because I just don't believe they will get away with it forever. I really don't. But again, let's wake people up to it so that we can all fight together to work together with God to end this.
Right on.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Lena. So nice to have you on the show. Y'all go and check out this video, the full video. It's 36 minutes long, AmericanGroomerFilm.com. It's free. And go follow Elena at The Based Mother on Instagram so that you can support her and follow her and share this with your friends and people that you know. Elena, thank you so much. Really appreciate you being here today.
Thank you so much, Tanya. Have a great one.
Absolutely. Y'all, thank you again for joining us. As you know, we end each show with a scripture. And so today's is Proverbs 22:6. Direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. Now, you could also turn that. If you direct them on the wrong path, they're going to follow that. And that is that cycle and pattern of abuse and trauma that we do not want in this world or in this nation. So again, thanks for watching. You can find new content Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 4:14 p.m. Central. Check out the website, tanyajoy.tv, and go and please check out this free video series, iwantmyhealthback.com/TanyaJoy. Until next time, bye for now.
Can a shake transform your life?
Well, if it helps you invest in your health on a daily basis, the answer is
yes.
Consistency is key, and there's not a better, simpler way to begin your change.
That's why we offer a bunch of helpful bonuses when you subscribe to Kingdom Fuel.
Kingdom Fuel is our complete nutritional meal shake.
It's the simple start to a transformed life.
We'll auto ship every month so you don't run out.
You'll receive 2 free shaker cups, free access to our video courses, and a monthly call with us filled with practical inspiration.
Just see the link below or on your screen and subscribe today.
Hi, everybody. This is Tanya Joy from The Tanya Joy Show, also known as Beauty for Ashes. And I want to take a quick minute and talk to you about my new favorite sprays. This is by Verve Vitamins. Now, I want to show you this one in particular. I've got 3 here that I use on a very regular basis. One is Sunny, it's called. Let's see if we can see it. And I'm going to show you a quick commercial. This is vitamin D3, and it is amazing if you need to be in the sun and get those extra vitamins. This one is Energy. These are vitamin sprays. You do 7 sprays in your mouth, and it takes care of your vitamins. You can travel with them. I mean, these are small. They're the size of a pen. You can stick them in your purse. But this one right now is what you need to get. This is called Cold. It's vitamin C and zinc. I came down with a little bit of something right around the new year, and I started spraying this. I actually used it 3 times a day. And you guys, it's less than 5 days later, and it is gone. So you need to check out Verve Vitamins. Stick around. I'm going to show you the video, and in that video, it's going to show you the website to go to. You will get a discount with our code, Tanya Joy. So be sure you check this out. This is going to change your life. I'm telling you, these are amazing. hope you've enjoyed this episode of Beauty for Ashes with Tanya Joy. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you've enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed, and remember, you were created for such a time as this.